A regional conflict could erupt out of Syria. Iranian negotiations with the world resume, and disillusionment is pushing many to Christian satellite television. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Syrian violence is spewed over into Turkey. Reports say Syrian troops and rebel fighters clashed yesterday, injuring two Turkish officials at a refugee camp. E3 partner's Tom Doyle.
It could just explode into a regional war, which we all know that's only a half step away from a global conflict.
Doyle says E3 leaders are exhausted, but God's doing a work. Muslims are questioning their faith.
House church leaders have said in the middle of the night they've had 2 and 3 Muslim families come, knock on the door and ask, can we meet with you? We see that you have joy in your faces, you're not afraid, and you're always there for us. But also, we want to hear more about Jesus.
You'd pray if you'd know how, right? Well, E3 has a prayer book to help. It's called Desperation.
All throughout the book, we not only have great pictures from those countries, but prayer requests from the leaders. We tell about the history, where the country's going, the demographics, what's happening with the gospel.
Next, police in Nigeria found another undetonated bomb in Kano State yesterday. Suspected members of the Nigerian Islamist sect, Boko Haram, were blamed for this thwarted attack, coming on the heels of a car bombing in Kaduna State that killed 38 on Easter Sunday. Christian Aid Mission's Bill Bray says,
this suicide bomber wanted actually to attack these churches, but he couldn't get his vehicle in, and so he had to explode his charge outside.
Attacks are on the rise and are expected to get deadlier. Christian Aid has 3 teams in the deadliest frontline states. One needs to move its headquarters immediately because of the threat. In spite of all this, the gospel is moving forward.
Those who've suffered the loss of family and gone through the terrorism, they're stronger than ever. It's amazing how the Holy Spirit seems to give them additional strength and courage, and they use the persecution as part of their testimony.
You're listening to Mission Network News. With talks on Iran's nuclear intentions scheduled soon, the international community hopes to avoid conflict. This doesn't mean the government's becoming more open to dialogue about religious freedom issues, though. Evangelist Sammy Tippett beams Christian TV programming into Iran via satellite. He says it's important since Iran has been cracking down on believers there.
People can watch those in the privacy of their homes, and they can, you know, be fed and strengthened and encouraged, because sometimes they're not so sure if they can, if it's safe to go and meet with other believers.
The TV broadcasts are going after young people and those persecuted for their faith. However, Tippett says his television broadcasts need support.
The broadcast going into Iran cost us about $2,000 a month total. That's production, airtime, everything. And so anyone wanting to donate to that can go to our website.
Meanwhile, the rise of Arab Spring provokes a lot of questions. Disillusionment with the answers they're getting is people turning to the gospel. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has a new program tackling issues from a biblical perspective called Your Right to Know. Church leaders answer the most frequently asked questions about Scripture and faith. It's exclusively on Sat7 Arabic. Pray God's guidance and wisdom for the hosts. And politics are threatening a Christian boarding school in Germany. Black Forest Academy exists to make sure that missionary kids get a good education. However, a glitch in Social Security and the length of service could cause problems for expatriates. Those serving for over 5 years have to go on furlough for a year and a day in order to remain in compliance with the treaty. BFA is expecting a staff shortage next year. The Evangelical Alliance Mission is assessing their next step. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith comes by hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD, call 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.